Demetrius Hardison and Israel Ubaye are warming up for their guitar lesson. Hardison and Ubaye are the only two students taking guitar here this summer, but during the school year, there are two sections with 4 to 6 students each. The classes meet twice a week during the school year. Students can get academic credit for their work.
Demetrius, it's nice, man. It's sounding good.
I worked on it the whole week.
Awesome, I can tell.
Jeremy Osborne is a teacher from the Austin Classical Guitar Society. He leads the boys through their warm-ups.
They come into the class and they don't realize that they're actually going to excel at the guitar. These kids haven't had an opportunity to really excel at something.
These kids are unique music students. They're both residents at Gardner Betts Juvenile Center, a juvenile detention facility in Austin. Residents here have typically been involved in the justice system before and can stay for anywhere from a few months to 2 years. The guitar program was created in 2010 by Matthew Hensley and Travis Markham. Hensley says, at the time, Austin Classical Guitar already had thriving education programs in many Austin public schools. That's when they heard from Forrest Novy, a former professor at UT's School of Social Work.
He heard about our program, and he thought that the work that we were doing, the benefits that we were bringing to young people in middle schools and high schools could be potentially a great benefit to the kids at Gardner Betts.
Osborne encourages students to give small performances at Gardner Betts graduations, family potlucks, and for center staff. The students also perform at the swearing-in ceremonies for CASA, the Court-Appointed Special Advocates Program. As many as 150 people attend these events. The song playing now is from one such performance. Hardison remembers one of his first concerts.
I never performed with a guitar or nothing like that. I never had no kind of concert like that before, so it felt special. First time ever doing it, first time ever playing guitar, first time having the audience applauding, you know, standing ovations. It felt awesome.
Hardison says now, playing guitar is important to him.
It's awesome playing it, you know, because it's good and satisfying to yourself. I feel wonderful, like, when I do play guitar and write music.
Osborne says after the first performance last semester, he was overjoyed.
Each of the students just gave me a hug one by one and just said thank you. I was not expecting that.
Osborne's students weren't expecting that either. Ubaye says he knew it would be fun to learn guitar, but he never thought he'd become close with his teacher.
I wasn't really expecting like my teacher to become more of a friend, I guess you could say. It's kind of cool going thinking, you know, oh, well, I'm just going to learn this and then come out be like, you know, oh, well, I learned this and I got to perform with a lot of cool people and meet cool people along the way.
Matthew Hensley, with the Austin Classical Guitar Society, hopes this class model can be used in other institutions. He has already helped set up public school guitar programs across the country.
I definitely see our work in the Travis County Juvenile Justice System soon becoming a benchmark model for other systems.
Both Ubaye and Hardison plan to keep playing guitar after their time at Gardner Betts. Austin Classical Guitar will provide each of them with a free guitar and private lessons if they ask. Ubaye hopes to also learn piano and take classes in audio production.
It's real soothing. Like, when I was out before I came here, I had a real big anger issue. So, like, learning guitar helps a lot because I could just focus on the strings and focus on how it sounds.
For now, Ubaye and Hardison practice their solos and prepare for their upcoming performances. Carrie Heath, KUT News.